Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Okay, here we are, episode 7. Hope everyone had an awesome Christmas and a happy new year. If you were looking for an episode the week of Christmas, definitely took that week off. I was in Colorado with my family. It's what we do every winter. And my husband and I took our two little Haitian kiddos there for the first time. And we didn't know really what to expect, honestly. I thought they were going to be pretty miserable and hate it. And I don't know why I was being so pessimistic about it, but I guess preparing myself for the worst. Maybe I shouldn't have done that because they were awesome and they loved it. They loved being in the snow. They loved sledding. I mean, we did bundle them up accordingly. So I'm glad we really made them put on all the layers so they would be warm, because I knew the minute they experienced like extreme cold, they were going to be over it. And then skiing, I just did not know how that was going to go. And I didn't really grow up skiing, but my husband did. So we've been married for 12 years. On New Year's Eve, we actually celebrated 12 years of marriage. So for the past 12 years, I've been skiing with him. And then my sister and her husband, they ski. So all my nieces and nephews ski. So like, that's what we do every Christmas. Everybody skis at Wolf Creek in Colorado. And I thought, if our kids don't end up skiing with everybody, this is just going to be pretty lame. I don't know what's going to happen. So we took them and we signed them up for a lesson. And they killed it. They ended up taking two lessons, but that's it. And then they were out there going down the mountain with us on like some pretty legit runs. Like it wasn't, you know, the bunny slope. So I was really, really proud of them. My sister's husband was a ski instructor in college for like 5 years. And he even told my husband, he said, I have never seen kids pick up skiing this fast. Like, this is awesome. And so we were like just loving life because we were out there living it up on the slopes as a family, like not just us as a family, but extended family, like tons of cousins and aunts and uncles. And my husband's parents were out there. My dad even got to come to Colorado with us, which was awesome. He didn't come to the ski mountain, but he did come. Now, he did end up with pneumonia and 103 temperature and spent like 6 days in the hospital while we were there. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. We'll focus on the positive here. And he is doing much better. But seriously, my sister and I were like, wait, why did we make him come to Colorado again? But we really did think he was getting better. If you haven't been following along some of my story, my dad is recovering from cancer and cancer surgery and chemo and radiation. And he really was doing awesome. So my sister and I thought it'd be a great idea to take him to Colorado with us to be with his family. And he was even hesitant about it. He was like, ooh, I don't really know if I want to go. And we're like, Dad, you're fine. You should come. And then on like day four, my sister's calling 911 and the EMS is coming to her house to take my dad to the hospital in an ambulance. So yeah. That was fun. Merry Christmas. It was legit Christmas Eve when that happened. So my poor dad. He was awesome though. Pagosa Springs, shout out. The hospital there was really great. And yeah, it was good times. Good times. Sister, if you're listening to this, you're a rock star because you ended up flying him home and you're amazing. Okay, so on today's episode, pretty excited because I've got an awesome clip from Admiral McRaven. He's a former Navy SEAL, and a listener sent me this, and I just had to share it with you. It's definitely was like, right when I saw it, I was like, this is one of my things. Everyone needs to hear this. This is amazing. You listen to this one thing and you do what he says, and y'all, we could basically be game changers. I also have Aaron Opria coming back to talk about health and fitness New Year's resolutions and how to make that realistic. Rachel Cruz, Dave Ramsey's daughter, if you know anything about the finance world. Well, obviously, I had her on a previous episode, but in case you didn't hear that, she talked about budgeting for Christmas and how to do that. And then now, since it's the new year, I've got her back on talking about how to set yourself up for success this year. And then self-care is something I definitely want to focus on in 2019. And so I've got Robin coming on to talk about massaging and even cupping. So if you've never heard of cupping, you're like, what is that? It's this crazy way to help get inflammation and out of your body and to release toxins. And Olympians do it, but I think it's becoming more mainstream. But anyway, if you want to learn about it and how you can take better care of yourself, well, then that is coming up as well. So with all that said, let's get started. First thing. I normally save my email shout outs for the end, kind of just throw one in there in the closing. But today I'm putting an email in my actual four things. It's one of my things because Maggie, she emailed me a clip that I definitely think you all need to hear. And it has to do with making your bed, which if you remember in the first episode, pretty sure it was the first one, I shared that I was a chronic snoozer and how when I was challenged to stop snoozing, it changed my life. And I started making my bed, sort of crazy. Well, then I got this email from Maggie over Christmas break. She said, when you spoke about snoozing, you also spoke about making your bed and how that helps. My mom has always been adamant about me making my bed. And now at 28, I've made it every day for as long as I can remember. Anyway, had to send this video your way because it pushes even more how great it is to make your bed. You have to start your day with a win. So then she attached the clip and she signed it, Happy New Year, Maggie. And y'all, it's awesome. So I'm going to play it. It's Admiral McRaven. He is an admiral in the Navy. My husband actually, long story short, has worked for him in his career. And so I was like, whoa, that's so crazy. I've been to this guy's house. But he gave the UT commencement speech. And here's what he had to say. I mean, the speech is really long, but I'm only going to play this little clip for you about making your bed. So I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I did.
Every morning in SEAL training, my instructors, who at the time were all Vietnam veterans, would show up in my barracks room, and the first thing they'd do was inspect my bed. If you did it right, the corners would be square, the covers would be pulled tight, the pillow centered just under the headboard, and the extra blanket folded neatly at the foot of the rack. It was a simple task, mundane at best, but every morning we were required to make our bed to perfection. It seemed a little ridiculous at the time, particularly in light of the fact that we were aspiring to be real warriors, tough, battle-hardened SEALs. But the wisdom of this simple act has been proven to me many times over. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Okay, I love that. So there we go. Now, I mean, I just love that I went from not snoozing to now making my bed every day to now I'm one step closer to changing the world, basically. I hope that you found that as awesome as I did, because when I watched it, I was like, okay, this is powerful. I'm playing it for everybody. So stop snoozing and make your dang bed. Second thing. So it'd almost be wrong if I started the new year and had a show. And with this is the time of year where gyms are packed. Everyone's setting their resolutions. They're trying to work out and be fit. So I brought Aaron back in again. I know you were just here a couple of weeks ago. But again, Aaron's someone that's going to be coming on quite a bit. Aaron Opria. And she is a personal trainer, knows all the things about just keeping your body tight and right. I don't know that you would even say that, but I just made it up. So there you go. That's your new thing, keeping it tight and right.
Tight and
but
right.
What would you say when it comes to New Year's resolutions? And maybe some of your clients, or if you give advice to people, you know, because the gym seriously is packed the first week. And then the second week, there's less people. And then the third, there's even less. And then it just totally dies off.
Yeah, you come into January, you're like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, so why are we like that?
I don't know. Well, one, we set these huge New Year's resolutions. Like, I have to be in the gym 1 hour every day. And you're setting yourself up for failure because realistically, most people's time doesn't allow that. So it's trying to set, I think the goal should be to set realistic goals that are simple and things that you could actually do for a long period and not set yourself up for failure.
Okay.
So like, I'm going to do, you know, and if you can't get to a gym, if don't say I have to get an hour in every day, because some people don't have an hour. So if you have 30 minutes, fit it in where, when and where you can. The whole world's your gym. So you could do 30 minutes at home, call it good. You could do Tabata workouts. That's a great place to fill.
Ooh, I want to bring you back to talk a whole, we got to do a whole thing on Tabatas. Since you brought it up, let's talk about it right here. But I feel like that's a whole, you know,
my
thing
favorite,
in itself.
Hands down.
So tell people about that. And maybe that could be something they could do at home.
Yeah. My book, The 4x4 Diet, the whole thing in the workout area is all Tabata workouts for beginners, intermediate and advanced. It's a 4-minute workout, 20-second burst of exercise, followed by 10 seconds of rest for 8 rounds. All you do is download a free interval timer, whichever one you want, it's a Tabata timer. Hit start, put on some good music, have some fun. In my book, I have what exercise to do for each round on what days. It's simple and can be done anywhere, if you're in a hotel, if you're at home, or if you need to break it up and you do 4 minutes in the morning and 4 minutes later in the day. Or if you can string them all together, whatever. It's just taking the excuses out of working out.
And if you're wondering what to type into the app thing to find, like a Tabata app, it's T-A-B-A-T-A.
Yeah.
So that's how you spell Tabata, if that word is new to you. And I think, yeah, setting a realistic goal will allow us to reach our goal or keep our goal.
Right.
Into February, March, April,
and hopefully,
May, and not lose
hopefully
it.
Hopefully forever. Hopefully to establish new habits that go forever. Like, okay, once you start doing it, you're like, I feel good. I've seen such changes in my clients using the Tabata. But the best thing about Tabata is it turns it into a game. It makes it kind of fun. You put some good music on that keeps you happy and energized, whatever that music is, it will keep you going.
Okay.
You're like, it's 20 seconds. You can do anything for 20 seconds.
Right. So that's a good thing to use for the new year. Tabatas. Also going to the gym, but being realistic with your time. And then what about food? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So food's a big part. So some people set the goal, I'm going to lose 100 pounds this year. And then they forget, you need to have little goals. I feel like if you have little goals and set little rewards along the year, and it doesn't need, don't set them with food. Food doesn't need to be your reward. You can set it with, you know, once I hit this goal, I get some shirt or whatever makes you happy. Little goals. It doesn't, little prizes. It doesn't have to be like super expensive things.
Okay.
But something to look forward to. And
well, say someone's starting out. So that's more of a weight thing, which I think is on a lot of people's mind at the new year. Mm-hmm. But let's say, you know, people are hitting the gym or they're like, I'm never going to eat this again because it's 2019 and my 2018 self loved, you know, the chips and dip and donuts. But 2019 me, I'm not going to eat it. What would you say to someone that's going cold turkey, trying to leave a certain food behind and say they're never going to eat it again?
Well, that's not realistic. I say, why don't you say, you know, for a month, I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to break all the cravings for it. 1 month, that's awesome. Because if you do, I did that with sugar several years ago. What a difference it made. It was hard. But if you do that for 1 month, that doesn't mean you can't have little bits afterwards, but the cravings aren't there for it. So it will break the cravings for something. So if yours is sugar, if it's donuts, then cut donuts. That's mine.
Aaron loves donuts.
Cut the donuts out. Yours is chips. But if you did 1 month without chips, it would help break the cravings for chips. The longer you go without something, the less you crave it. But I'm not saying don't eat it forever.
Right.
Once you break the cravings, then just have a little bits.
So don't go into the new year with that mentality of like, I'm
forever.
Never having that again.
No, because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Okay. Okay, let's circle back around to the weight since you brought that up and having a realistic goal. Now, when you start to lift weights and work out, your weight changes. So should we really focus on what the scale says?
No.
Or should we focus on how our clothes feel?
Clothes. I feel like that is the best way. One, the scale sometimes, when you start doing weights, the scale sometimes goes up. Don't focus on a number. You're more than a number on a scale. Go strictly by how your clothes feel, but the most importantly is how you feel inside. How do you feel? Do you feel like you have more energy? Ultimately, the reason we want to be healthy is not just for looks. It's how we feel. You want to feel your absolute best.
Yeah.
And then with that, you start looking better, which is a win-win.
Your brain functions at a higher capacity.
Your energy levels up.
Yes.
You want to do. You're just a happier person in general. So your goal for 2019 should be, my goal is to feel the absolute best I can be. Don't try to be somebody else. You're never going to be them. Try to be the best version that you can be of yourself in 2019.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. I feel like we should end on that note.
Oh,
being
cheers.
The best version of yourself this coming year, 2019.
We All right. got it.
Got it. Thanks, Aaron.
Third thing.
So before Christmas, we had Rachel Cruz on, and she came and talked to us about kind of not how to blow all of your money in the holiday season. So here we are in January. You said something in December where it was like, don't make January hate your January self, hate your December self.
Yes, is that that's right. Yeah.
With your Christmas spending.
Your January you.
Right now, people listening, that's their January you. So hopefully people aren't walking around hating themselves for overspending. But here we are, regardless of whatever you did, whatever damage you did this holiday season. It's January, new year, new you.
That's right.
Who dis?
So good.
So what do you have for us in the new year to kind of set some goals and, you know, get financially on track?
Yes. Well, when it comes to your money, you know, we can go to the tactical side, which we went a little bit to, like, specifically what do you do with your money to get ahead and to win. But there's an element of money that a lot of people don't talk about that's really important. It's the heart aspect of money. So this new year, make it a goal, make it a resolution, whatever you want to say, of quitting the comparisons, because it is so easy in our lives to compare our lives to everyone else's. And you see, you know, the new kitchen that's been remodeled that your friend did, and you see it on Facebook, or you see the new car someone got for Christmas, and you start comparing your life to everyone else's. And what that ends up doing is it causes you to go into debt, because you will spend money that you don't have to keep up this lifestyle that you think everyone else is living. And, oh, we're weird and we're missing out, so we need to go and get all this stuff. And so the piece of advice with quitting the comparisons comes from your heart. So you have to get to this place where you are humble and you are grateful, because what that breeds is contentment.
Okay.
And contentment is key. It's very hard to win financially when you're not content. It's very hard to get out of debt. It's hard to save money. It's hard to do wise things with money when you're not content, thinking, oh, but then this next thing will just make me happy. You know, if I just buy this jacket, oh gosh, this jacket, you know, everything will be better. If I could just get a new car, everything will be better. Stuff is great. And I said this to you earlier, but because I'm for stuff. I want you to have a great car. I want you to have some cute clothes. I want you to have a great vacation. So having stuff is not bad. So it's okay to have some nice stuff. Just don't let your nice stuff have you.
Right.
And it can have you so easily with your identity and who you are. And you think your happiness is drawn from the things that you have. And the truth is, I think it sucks the life out of us some of the time, where we think, oh, if I could just have that, we end up being a rat in a wheel, just going, running. But we're making no progress with our life, because stuff will ultimately, it will never fulfill you. It's fun. I want you to enjoy it. But you can't let other people's lifestyles and the stuff they have fuel your motivation for how you live your life.
So, but shop therapy is real, though.
Yes.
Like, I get the whole let's not compare, but sometimes after I do buy something, I know it's temporary, though.
It's like a high.
Yeah, I want you to touch on that just quickly. Because sometimes for me, if I'm stressed and I buy something cute, I'm like, oh, okay, I feel better. Or I eat, like, carbs,
yeah, that's right.
Or something. I'm like, yeah, feeling good.
So yeah, you get that high,
but then you come down from it, and you're like, ugh, why'd I eat that? Or why'd I buy that? Like,
yeah, and that
so
shirt's
dumb.
In your closet 6 months later, you it's pushed in the back, and it didn't. Yeah. It never filled you, right?
Right.
It never was there. So yeah, it is a real thing, right? Mm-hmm. There is an excitement, and that's the fun
for some
part.
People.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And there is a fun part of money that I want you to enjoy, but again, I don't want that motivation to be because of what everyone else is doing. Because the truth is, the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses, they're broke. Like I said earlier in December, but it's true. 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So majority of people you're comparing your life to, they're broke. That remodel kitchen was a second mortgage they took out on their home. That car is, they probably have car payments on it. Like they don't, a lot of people do not own their thing. So you cannot compare your life to what everyone else is doing. They look great on the outside, but their bank account has a different story usually. So remember that. So quitting the comparisons, also start getting out of debt. This is usually the number two resolution for Americans, is they want to be out of debt, which is great. So getting out of debt takes a lot of work. You can wander your way into debt. You cannot wander your way out. So it's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of intensity, but it's so doable. So the most efficient way to get out of debt is just to get out a sheet of paper, list out all of your debts, everything but your house, smallest to largest, regardless of the interest rate, pay minimum payments on all of them, and then you attack the smallest debt first. And so once that's paid off, you take all the payments you're paying on that, roll it over to the second smallest debt. And this is going to be you cutting lifestyle, you know, not going out to eat, not going shopping. I mean, you're cutting your lifestyle. Maybe you're getting a second job. You're working overtime. You're doing whatever you can to bring in as much money to pay off that debt as fast as possible. Because when you have no payments, you don't owe anyone anything. It is amazing the freedom that you have, not only financially, but emotionally, spiritually. Yeah. Like, you have choices now in your life. Like, you go to work, if you have no payments and you go to work and your boss is like, rah, 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 you'd be like, I'm going to quit. Like, I can leave because I can, you know, because I don't
suddenly
have any payments.
You have that freedom. Yes. And maybe you allow yourself to realize maybe you're not happy at this job.
100%.
And you could find something else that you're happier at, which in turn could lead to more money because you're more fulfilled and you're
totally
performing better.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So the no debt lifestyle I'm all about. So I really am. I'm all for people doing this because it changes so much of your life when you don't owe someone something. And you get those choices back. You have that freedom. So that would be the second thing I would say. And then the third thing is to make a plan to live on a budget, which is kind of like womp womp. People like hate the word budget, which I get because naturally budgeting is hard for me even because I'm kind of a free spirit. I'm not great at details. So the idea of a budget was always like, oh, and I felt like every time people use the word budget, it was always in the context of, oh yeah, we can't go out to eat. We're on a budget. Mm-hmm. Or I can't go shopping. We're on a budget. Or, oh, you're going on vacation. That's nice. But we're not. We're on a budget. Like, people on budgets are not fun people. Like, if that's your life, I'm like, no, thank you. But I've realized over the course of doing one for now, like a decade consistently, I'm like, I've realized as a spender, as a free spirit that I am, that a budget does not limit my freedom. A budget gives me freedom. Like, it gives me permission to spend because I have a clothing line item in my budget. And I can't go get that cute shirt that I see. I'm like, oh, that's great. Because I've been intentional. This is what I've allotted the money for. And I'm never at a store thinking, oh, should I buy this? Should I not? Should this money be going to food? Is our, you know, our cable bill? We have enough money for the cable. Like, all of those questions are answered because you have a plan. So if you download Every Dollar, it's our free budgeting app. And it is fantastic. It walks you through exactly how to do a budget. And it gives you the tools to say, okay, I can do this. I can live intentionally and on purpose. Because a lot of people's problem is their money just happens to them. But with a budget, you're happening to your money. And you finally have a say over your income, which is incredible.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think I'm sold. Where's the app? Like, download it.
I'll help you, Amy.
I feel like I'm similar to you, more of a free spirit.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, I feel like you're speaking to me right now. And my husband's probably super grateful when I go home and like tell him about this app because we both work, we both have great jobs. You know, we don't have to think about as much maybe as we did when we first got married.
Sure, totally.
When things were tighter and we actually did have to think about it. And now we're in a different place where I don't really feel like we've been focused on that, but you're so right. Like, I probably do need to focus it. Like, should we go out to eat as much as we do?
Yeah.
We probably need to have a budget on that because then, I mean, we're messing up the freedoms we have later because I don't know that we'll always both be working.
Sure, totally. Yeah. And again, the great thing is the budget, you have an out to eat line item. So
yes,
you have it. So you can.
So you
and
have
you can
it.
Put
you
as much money
is.
As you want in it. That's right.
But it
just kind of
like,
gives you a boundary and a you know, this boundary filter, you know, kind of way to live. I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is good. This is our permission. This is great. And if you go over that amount, then that's when you're like, we might be, you know, spending too much here. And you can adjust other categories as the month goes on. It kind of just like lives and breathes with your life. But the goal is your income for the month minus all of your expenses equals zero. So every dollar coming in is assigned to a category. But Every Dollar, that app, it'll walk you through all of that.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel. And if you ever want to come back and give us more tips, or maybe if people come in with questions, I can like track you down.
Yes. I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So I've got my friend Robin Fraser in with me right now to talk about massaging and cupping. A lot of people don't know what cupping is, and
I think
we need to let the people know because it's super cool. And Robin owns Franklin Massage Center here in Nashville, and it's actually out in Brentwood if you're not familiar with the area. But she massages a lot of people, and she has about 10 therapists that work with her. And so they're giving all kinds of massages all over town all the time. And I think a theme for 2019 for a lot of people is self-care. So I wanted to bring you in to talk about ways that we can care for our bodies. And some people don't get that massage is beneficial.
Yes.
And some people have never even heard of cupping and they're like, what is that? And then there's also a category of people that they really don't have the extra income to splurge on a massage.
Exactly.
But there are things we can do at home. And I know that you're an expert on that. So I wanted to bring Robin in to talk about a few of these things, the benefits of massage, cupping, what is it, and the benefits, and then how can we do a little self-care at home if we can't, you know, splurge and treat ourselves to an actual massage from someone as awesome as Robin, which I will say, I've had a massage from Robin, and it's one of those things where it feels good, But I am. You're not at a spa like, oh, yay.
You're not falling asleep.
You're not falling asleep. Sometimes I'm screaming and crying uncle, but she's really getting into some issues that I have going on and massaging them out. So let's start with massage and then we'll move to cupping. And let's talk about what the benefits of treating ourselves to massage. Like, is it worth my money when I have you sort of torture me in a way?
Well, 100%, it's worth it. And I feel like over the last probably 5 to 10 years that people, especially athletes, busy people, people with desk jobs, they're not looking at massage as a luxury. You're not going to the spa to get a foo-foo massage. You're looking at it as body maintenance. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, sometimes it does hurt. Ideally, you want it to feel good, and we want you to be on the borderline. So sometimes you scream out, and right. I back off. But, I mean, I start every massage saying, let me know if I use too much pressure. Like, a few weeks ago, your shoulder was really jacked up, and you're screaming out several times in the massage. Stevenson's like, mommy was wrong. Mommy was wrong. Let me help you. But you had an acute issue going on. Your lower back is an issue a lot of the times.
And so when we're stressed, though, it's true that our bodies can hold on to stress in certain areas, whether it be our shoulders, our hips, whatever.
100%. And I think women hold on to stress more than men. But like, say you. You, Aaron, Oprah, you guys travel a lot. You're in different beds. You're running through airports, lugging kids, lugging baggage, and all that takes a toll on the body. So you, I don't think, are looking at a massage as that it's a luxury. You need it
right.
to keep going.
Right. And so I want people to understand that massage can be something that your bodies, our bodies actually need some weird way. So let's talk about why we need it.
Well, like at Franklin Massage, we work a lot. I would say 80% of our clientele are runners. We work very closely with Fleet Feet. They do huge running groups throughout the year. Christy, Beth, and Tammy have been huge supporters of my business. Amy Page runs with them. But on the athlete's point, it improves athletic performance, speeds up recovery, reduces muscle tension, increases range of motion, and releases endorphins, which is a natural painkiller. A lot of people now, especially with like the CBD oil, cream, all that coming out, you don't want to take a pain pill to get rid of your lower back pain. And a lot of the times you've realized that, yeah, your right hip or your QL is hurting, but I'm on your left hip or your left quad, and that's where some of that's coming from. It's coming from your glutes, your hamstring. Just because your right hip is hurting, that's not necessarily where it's coming from.
Right. It can be triggered from something else. I feel like a lot of my issues are my hamstrings. But let's say, you know, someone listening right now, they're not a runner. They're not an athlete. Like, how is a massage going to enhance their
But they can
life?
Have a desk job. Computers are the downfall of people's neck and shoulders. You're hunched over with technology. We're hunched over on our iPhones, our iPads. You're driving. You're sitting. All that takes a toll on your body. So you don't want to be a hunchback when you're 60 years old. So to get all that loosened up, pull your posture back, like stuff you can be doing at home, foam rolling, trigger point, yoga. You got an awesome Christmas present for Ben. The vibration technology that has come out is
crazy. I got for Ben, go ahead and explain to people what I got my husband. It's called a Hypersphere. I ordered it on Amazon, and it's this vibrating ball. A lot of times we use a lacrosse ball or a soft ball to kind of dig into areas in the hip or the hamstring, like on the floor. You can kind of roll on it. I don't know if y'all have ever done that, but it's amazing. And Robin suggested this vibrating ball, which what are the benefits of that?
Well, in Hyperice, I think they've come out maybe 2 years ago. They have a foam roller. They have that ball. They have that drill thing that one of your friends was talking about. It's lazy foam rolling. Like, you don't have to be on the floor rolling to use that. You could lay on the couch with your light mask on, putting the Hypersphere just under your hamstring or hip. But because of the vibration, and it has 3 levels. I'm sure you couldn't even use it on medium.
The highest level was too high. Lowest level was all I could do.
But it's shaking your muscles loose instead of you having, it's lazy foam rolling. People really hate foam rolling. It hurts.
Yes.
You don't want to be on the floor doing all that. So the vibration, I wish I had gotten in on the ground floor of vibration technology, because it's taken over and it's just it's amazing.
Okay, so that's something that you can order to keep at your house that you can do. Or if you don't want to invest in the vibrating thing because it is a little bit more, there's foam rollers at Walmart or Target or Amazon, whatever.
A yoga strap.
And you can look up exercises on YouTube and what to do. Just make sure you're stretching and foam rolling. And that's if, we get it, you can't get a massage every day. I mean, that's just not realistic. Yeah. You may not even be able to do it every couple of months, but or ever. So you've got to find ways to do this type of self-care at home.
Well, or, the foam rolling, you can even get a tennis ball or a lacrosse ball, throw it in a tube sock where you can lean up against the wall, where you can pull it up and down and dig into your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Dig one into your hips, your hamstrings, your feet. Your feet always hurt.
Or if you've got kids or a husband or a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, like make that part of y'all's relationship and make time for that. Like, hey, I'll rub you for 10 minutes if you rub me for 10 minutes, because I think that it could help make a difference. Just make that part of caring for your body, because the way we operate these days, we need to be working out all those kinks, which, you know, cupping is something that is pretty fascinating. If you ever noticed Michael Phelps when he was swimming, he's just the example I think of, but because he didn't have any clothes on.
Does.
And everyone knows Michael Phelps, but he would have these big circle hickey things all over his back when he would be diving in the pool. Well, that's cupping, and it's becoming more mainstream, and it's something that I've tried. So, Robin, explain to us what cupping is, because I don't even really know how to explain it.
Well, and I mean, cupping, it's been around for 3,000 years. It used to just be used in conjunction with acupuncture, Chinese medicine, but now, especially since the Olympics, Michael Phelps, it's become more mainstream, so we use it now in conjunction with massage, or you can just do cupping on its own. There aren't a lot of massage places in town that do cupping, and we do, I feel like, a more extreme type cupping. I would say 5 years ago, I was super skeptical of cupping. Had it done twice, was like, this does not work. And then 2 years ago, I was lifting too heavy, squatting too heavy, went to work, and I was like, I'm going to tear my freaking knee again. Erin, one of the girls at work, was like, well, just let me cup your leg. And I was like, whatever. So she puts the cups on. One, didn't expect it to hurt the way that it did. But after 10 minutes and she took them off, I had complete range of motion of my leg again. The next week, hurt my shoulder. She did it again. I was like, there's something to this. So,
okay. But for people listening, because they've never had it done, so it's like these tubes and you pump it, suction.
Yes. Well, we use acrylic cups. So you're creating, normally in a massage, we're pushing down instead of pulling up. So you're creating the negative pressure in the cup. It pulls up stagnant blood, toxins, inflammation into the cup. It breaks the tiny capillaries, which have the stagnant blood in them, which causes the discoloration. I hate saying that it looks like a hickey.
Yeah, but it does.
Because a lot of people think that it's a bruise and what happened to you. But it does. It looks like a hickey.
But it's like a perfectly circled bruise. So it doesn't look like you've been like, you know, beaten up or anything crazy.
Like you got attacked by an octopus for some reason.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And so breaking those capillaries to release the stagnant blood is what causes that discoloration. So when we release the cup, it gets new blood flow to the area, moves out the stagnant blood, and promotes healing. But the darker the cups, the more inflammation or stagnant blood that is in the area. Like last week, you let me have free range. You never have done that because you may have a photo shoot or whatever.
Right. Depending on what I'm wearing. But now that it's winter and I was going on vacation, I was like, you
can cut
forever.
And your shoulder was so jacked up, but some of yours turned so dark. And I was so happy. Like, I'm so happy when they turn dark. I've got a lot of clients that every week when I see them, they want cupping. And I like to try to fit a whole set on somebody. So
it's kind of crazy.
I think that we do extreme cupping. And even at the office, we have different modalities. It's like, I mean, we were talking to Ray. His girlfriend's got some stuff going on cancer-wise. Nicole at Franklin Massage does lymphatic drainage where she can, you know, flush the toxins out of your body. I've got three girls that walk on you. We have
bars.
That's
a good point to bring up. So, yeah, cancer patients going in and getting massage to flush toxins. Now, whether you've got cancer or not, we all need to flush toxins. Yep. So massage does that as well.
It does that as well. But with Nicole, she's super passionate about the lymphatic drainage. The lymph nodes are kind of like the trash can of the body. You know, when we go to the doctor and they feel your neck and they know that your lymph nodes are inflamed, that you've got something going on. So it's a very light and slow massage, which is something I cannot do. because I'm a very fast-paced, go-go-go person. But she's doing it in a certain way to flush all of that extra fluid. If you're having edema, swelling, it flushes all of that out.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I've got girls that do the Oshiatsu where there's bars hanging from the ceiling and they stand on you the whole massage. And it's freaking intense, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I've got another girl that does Thai massage on the floor where you lay on a thick mat, but you're in loose-fitting clothing. And she uses her body for 90 minutes to stretch you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's insane. Okay. So then it's like you don't even have to do yoga. You just go get stretched.
Yeah. It's like they do the yoga for you.
They do the yoga
okay.
for you.
Okay. I wanted to look into that. Okay. So, you know, there's massaging, there's cupping, and then there's the self-care at home, like yes. you mentioned with the foam rolling and, you know, even a tennis ball or a softball or something, yeah. a tennis ball and a sock. So there are ways that we can flush the system, get some of these knots out yeah. on our own. And then you need to drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water to flush everything out because you may be sore. If someone hadn't had a massage in a while and they get the deep tissue, sometimes people come out and they feel dizzy or they have to sit there for a minute. But it's a lot of toxins being released, so it's important to drink at least double the amount of water, which most people don't drink enough water anyways, to flush everything out.
Who's a bigger baby when it comes to massage, me or Bobby?
Bobby.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
Honestly, most men are like, no, I mean, I can take this. And I'm like, you're crying and I just put the lotion on. Women,
we're
for
tough.
The most part, we got this. Are way tougher than men in a massage.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks, Robin, for coming by and helping contribute to the theme of 2019, which is self-care and little ways that we can contribute to that.
Well, and people can follow us on Instagram or Facebook, and we post videos about stretching, the benefits of massage, the benefits of cupping, foam rolling, lacrosse balls,
all the
stuff like that
okay.
you can do to
Perfect.
Watch videos.
What's the Instagram?
Instagram is Franklin_massage.
Boom. Franklin_massage.
And then Facebook is just Franklin Massage Center.
Boom. Okay. Well, thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Amy.
Okay, that's a wrap on episode 7. Hope you liked all 4 things. I would personally like to say a big thank you to Erin Opria and Rachel Cruz and Robin coming on and talking about massaging and cupping for us and that self-care. Y'all, I can't emphasize enough. 2019 is going to be the year of self-care. So even if you can't afford to get a massage, get a foam roller like she was talking about. Get a lacrosse ball. Start releasing out those toxins. You're going to feel so much better. And then also thank you, Maggie, for emailing in and sharing the YouTube clip of the commencement speech at UT. So we got to hear General McRaven, a former Navy SEAL, hear his little tidbits on life. And man, that whole making a bed thing, I just love it so much. I hope y'all did too. So thank you, Maggie, for emailing in. And then speaking of emails, I guess I'll do my email shout out here. And this email is from Haley. She said, thanks, Amy. Happy New Year to you and your family. I was on the road for a little bit yesterday, so I had some time to think about my 4 things resolutions for 2019, and here they are. First thing, hustle hard. Starting out year 2 of my job, I want to continue to learn new skills, grow in skills I have currently, and put my best foot forward. Second thing, exercise more. I have slacked miserably in my workout routine this past year, setting aside minimum once a week to exercise and move. Third thing, rest often. Continue to be intentional with rest in my on-the-go schedule. Fourth thing, keep laughing a lot. A reminder to have fun and not take things too seriously. Cheers to 2019. Haley. All right, Haley, thank you for sharing your resolutions with us. And maybe if anybody's listening right now and you're kind of working on your resolutions for this year too, I mean, who says you have to do it on the first? Maybe you're a little bit late, which is totally fine. Maybe some of Haley's thoughts will help you out with what you want to accomplish this year in 2019. So thank you for listening. And a big shout out to Elizabeth and Mike D for putting this podcast up, making it all possible for you guys to hear. You can always hear it on iHeartRadio, on iTunes. If y'all ever want to leave a review or rating or whatever, tell your friends. We're not going to complain about that. I mean, even if you have some constructive criticism, I'll take it. So definitely do that. And shout out to Walker Hayes, as always, for the awesome theme song. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, EK, EK, be kind.
for your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, baby. Laugh a little more, baby. Tighten up your core, baby. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.